Hello, friends. It's us, Tiff
and Sarah,
bringing you Conversations in a Jar, where we pull random topics to get the conversation started. Hi.
Hi.
I'm all about the conversations in the jar.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day.
It's gorgeous. Happy
Thank
spring.
God, I miss it.
Yeah, we've been needing it. Although, I mean, April showers bring May flowers. Yay. But then the rain gets old. So it's nice to have a break for a day or two.
I want
a
break free. Go outside. It's chilly, but hey, I'll take it. There's nothing better in Washington State than when it's gorgeous.
Sunny. Josh's favorite is when it's like a crisp 40, 50 degrees and then sunny.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Oh, I want it like 65, 70. 72 is like ideal. It says it's too hot, but
I just like wearing sweatshirts and then it gets hot enough where I could take the sweatshirt off, wrap it around my waist. But then if I need it,
you can put it back on.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me of that on Miss Congeniality. Describe the perfect date. And she's like, April 15th. It's not too cold. All you need is a light jacket.
Oh my God.
You know that?
No. Of course I know Miss Congeniality, but
maybe it wasn't April 15th. I'm pretty sure it was, though.
That's kind of funny, though.
Yeah. Should we draw a topic?
Let's draw one.
Let's draw a topic. Up. What's it gonna be?
A good one. One I want to talk about.
Patience. What is that?
Not what I want to talk
about. That's your handwriting.
Yeah.
Patience, what is that?
I don't know what it is. That's why it's on there. I'm asking our general audience, all 75 subscribers, thank you.
Woohoo!
Hey, what the fuck
is
patience?
What are we going to do when we get to 100? We should do something big. I know. Subscribe. Share. Share our videos. Share. Tell your friends.
Share our podcast.
Tell them how funny we are.
I think we're pretty funny.
I think you're funny.
Patience. What is that? Patience. Well, Patience is a name. I don't know who she is. I'm just kidding. I really don't know what Patience is. I struggle with that. It's a big, big thing in my life that I have to work on every single day, moment of the day. And I don't know. I just want to maybe approach the topic a little different than oh, you don't have patience, Tiffany. That's Tiffany. She has no patience. It's like no one talks about what that feels like to not have any patience,
You know,
or what it feels like to have patience.
Well, so I kind of pride myself in having a lot of patience, but
such a bragger.
No, but there's like a light switch that goes off on me and then it's done and it's gone. And Josh and I actually just had a conversation about this not long ago. And as I'm...
Like about what? Patience?
Well, it is another sign of ADD is like snapping, like a light switch. And I have so much patience before teaching lots of patience with kids and not as much with adults, but you know, for kids, I feel like I have an endless cup of patience for kids, and adults are what drive me nuts. But
yeah, because when you're an adult, you should fucking get it together. When you're an older kid, you should know certain things by certain ages, and when you're doing those things, I think that's when the patience snaps.
Well, but I think it's our expectations. When I am expecting someone else to
do the right thing,
function and think and do things like me, that's when it is the most frustrating. When I expect myself out of other people, and I've learned this is my
blind spot. That's a great way of putting it.
Yeah,
that is exactly it.
When you expect yourself out of someone else, and this was, I discovered this a few years back looking at myself and in like a leadership role, and my blind spots of where I can get better and where is it that I'm, when I snap, when I don't have any more patience. And it's when I'm expecting myself and my results out of someone else. because my giving my best, mm-hmm. my 110% effort isn't necessarily what, when I see someone else that it looks like to me, they're giving like it 75-80%. It could be their 110%. They could be doing their all. And if I expect them to do my all, we're all set up for failure. Where does that get your brain going?
I think about when I don't have, when I'm feeling, I mean, I don't, in the moment, I'm not like, I have no patience. In the moment, I'm exactly like that. Like, get it together. Why are you moving so slow? You know, or how is this not computing for you? Mm-hmm, or I have
why
patience.
Why is this hard? Or why is this so easy for you? That can get frustrating for me. I'm like, why does that just click for you? Like, I don't get it. Technology things. That's mostly for me. Why do people just understand how to do stuff when it comes to techie things? I'm like, ugh, I'd rather just not.
I don't. That for me is like me needing to learn something. So I don't. I guess there is an impatience about not knowing something right away. Mm-hmm. My patience is very, I know exactly when I'm about, I know the timeline that it's going to, like, that you need to fall in before I lose it. Mm-hmm. Or do you know what I mean? Like, I, like, for instance, if you're at a coffee shop, you have an internal clock of like, how long should this take? Oof. And if it starts to creep up or towards the end of that timeline, you're, I'm like, I got to do the Matthew McConaughey.
No, I just.
Seriously, I do. I have to self-soothe inside.
I cannot put a timeline on things for myself because I think things often, very often, I think things should take a lot less time than it actually takes. And so if I'm like, ugh, I'm going to give myself 20 minutes to get this done, I'm usually disappointed.
Well, don't if you I'm know putting that it task?
On other people.
Don't this, you like have an idea of that? And that's why you gave it 20 minutes?
Well, if it's something like doing the dishes, are those little things that like, and I can't say like, oh, when you got 20 minutes to go clean your room, because that's not the time it's going to take him. Mm-hmm. He's 7.
But that's just trying to, that's different with kids, because if you say go clean your room, they're going to, that could be until they're 18, which is usually what it looks like. they start at 5 and they don't get done until they're 18. So you do have to put deadlines on people, because if you don't, they go all the way to the last minute. I'm guilty of that.
Because do you know this law? It's a bold law. All tasks expand to the time allowed. So if you say like, I'm going to give myself the day to do this, well, it's going to take the whole day.
That's my point.
Yes.
So when people take all day to fucking do something like move a plant from A to B, and you're like, hey, or like the kids, hey, can you get this done by the time I get home? Mm-hmm. And then you come home and the thing isn't done. And then there's 88 things that have piled on top of that.
Did they know what time you were going to be home?
Yeah, they should. I always give them a heads up call. Hey, I'm coming home. Yeah. And the things I ask, they should be able to scramble and get it done. But I don't know. Patience for me is more of a feeling that I have to work on, because not only do I get elevated in my body, like it rises. I can feel myself getting fucking snappy. I can feel it. I know it's coming. It's very uncomfortable.
And people around you can feel it too, I bet.
It's very uncomfortable for me. Because I just, it's almost like, well, it's kind of like having a panic attack. You know you're about to lose your motherfucking shit.
Yeah.
Now, you don't know if it's rational or not, but that's just how you're feeling. And so a lot of times in those fast moments, you don't have time to fucking process or do all the woo-woo work. Like, why are you feeling this way, Tiffany? Let's peel back the layers. I don't have fucking time to peel back the layers in those moments. I just need shit to get done, or I need you to kindly move your fucking Tesla out of my way because I need to get the grocery store by a certain time. And so I can feel
Teslas drive fast, so they can.
that depends on the owner, Sarah.
It does.
If it could drive by itself, it would still be faster than a lot of the people that own those fucking cars.
Yeah, okay.
My point is if you're in my way and you don't need to be right now. Patience. Mm. Like, those are the times where it shows up, where it feels like such an Achilles heel to me, and it's a struggle. And what I'm asking, I think the thing that I'm working on, because I try to follow people on Instagram that are helping me with my issues in my life, like the parenting ladies or the guys that parent, or like the Jeffersons in the world that are like, whoa, bitch, woosah. And so
Jefferson Fisher.
I get really snappy with my kids, but I take advantage of our relationship on the patient scale because they know.
Yeah.
They know mom's going to fucking blow if we don't do this right now.
Keep going.
That bothers me. It bothers me. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's cool. But then in the moment, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, get it done. And usually it's not like a snap, like, get this done now. It's more like, I asked you nicely and now you're working on my patience.
Well, but do you communicate that? I started telling the boys, I'm like, I'm starting to lose my patience.
Absolutely.
And then they're like, okay. And that's I've given them that warning of like, look, I'm not asking anymore. I expect this to get done. Mm-hmm. And you know how to do it. And I'm starting to lose my patience. And I mean, Liam's 3, so that doesn't really mean anything to him. But Owen knows.
I think
Owen
it does. It means something. He knows what it looks like
when mommy gets mad that no one's listening.
I think he does know. I think he doesn't know how to voice it like that.
Yes.
But in his own words, he knows mommy's going to fucking blow.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get all my Sonic shit taken away, and I don't want that. Like, he knows the correlation. I do tell my kids, I'm like, Gabby, I am on round 3 with you on this.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to feel elevated in my body. She knows what that feels like. Mm-hmm. She gets elevated in her body. So then she's like, okay. I'm like, don't push me. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. It's not going to end well for anybody. And that is not an excuse. It's just how my body feels. If I don't walk away, and you feel it, you get that burning sensation. It's almost like it's almost like the cross between fight and flight and rest and digest. It's not quite like, but it's so close to that.
Yeah. No, it is. Your parasympathetic body, like the inside is, you're triggered. Your cortisol level has shot up because you're stressing out and it's triggering things in your body. It's very triggering.
Don't trigger me because my triggers, I shoot.
Well,
I shoot right away and that's working on that.
Yes. Right. There's things we cannot control anyone outside of ourselves, right? And so that's recognizing, okay, Gabby, I'm on round 3. I'm starting to get elevated. Mm-hmm. I need you to focus and get this done. Mm-hmm. I don't want to ask you again. Sometimes I'm like, Owen, are you waiting for me to scream? Because I'm getting real close. And he was like, okay. And I'll go do it. And that okay is just enough to set me off. I'm like, don't you give me that attitude. Mm-hmm. But mama don't play. And then, you know what I mean? Like, but he's entering that, he just turned 7. And so he's starting this attitude and I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, hang tight, sister.
I don't know how I'm gonna, like, this is gonna be rough. I can see it. It's just the preview of what's to come. I'm like, okay, I gotta get me regulated and I'm prepared because it's only gonna get harder. He's only 7. It's only getting harder.
I'm curious. Let's do a little exercise because I don't have my phone on me. Mm-hmm. Oh, my phone's over there. Can you Google what is the definition of patience? I want to know.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, because let's do that.
I am sitting here thinking about, like, sometimes patience. For me, I think when we think about patience, it's the ability to wait.
Oh.
Right? It's the ability to pause for however long is needed in order to have a positive outcome. What do you think about that? Like, if I think about what would be the definition of patience, it's pausing long enough to have a positive outcome. And the reason why people are like, you need more patience is because you don't give people the platform, the timeline to get a task done in a positive way without stress. But I'm curious what the actual definition is.
Well, Cambridge Dictionary definition is, the patience is the ability to wait or to continue doing something despite difficulties, or to suffer without complaining or becoming annoyed.
Fuck me.
So and I'll give you an example of what this is and how it feels.
Okay? I struggle with all those every day.
Yes, I know.
Every day.
It is. And because I see it in Josh and I see, like, it's exhausting, by the way. With kids, especially, this is when I feel, this is when I know that I have strong patience.
I need
is
a
when
drink
they are
water.
Driving me nuts and I don't say, hey, like, this needs to be done or I'm going to get, that's not patience. It is controlling yourself, being able to be calm when you're not calm. Mm-hmm. That's what patience is. It's saying, hey, bud, I need you to try again or whatever it is, like communicating whatever it is you're needing to get done or whatever in that situation. Or let's say with adults, mm-hmm. right?
That's where my patience runs thin.
Yeah.
It's thinner.
I feel like driving doesn't count.
Road rage doesn't
but in
count.
Like when you're working with, like on the phone with another agent or whatever, right? And you've had it because you feel like they aren't understanding, not playing nice, whatever it is, disrespecting you, that's really a good way to mm-hmm. set me off. Mm. But if I can just say, it's actually a superpower because, and like communicating, like killing them with kindness, even though you want to rip their heads off, mm-hmm. because you get what you get better outcomes when you use patience. And talk to them in a calm and kind tone still, even though you think they're so dumb or whatever, you know.
I think
it frees you off, but you are able to mask it. It's masking your frustration. That's what patience is.
I think pauses allow you to open up your brain power a little more. Because when I'm elevated, I don't think right. And I know that's for everybody, but reading that definition expands on the reason why I wanted you to read that definition is because I'm just curious, like, what categories count as being patient or not being patient? For example, great day, you walk in the house and there's visually you see something going down or whatever that thing may be. It's such a quick thing. Mm-hmm. And does that fall in line of being more patient? And I think that it does. And especially according to the definition, patience and the need for it, it can show up like a sneeze. It's not something that is fast acting. Patience is something that you have to work on, regardless of if you have more of it or not. Mm-hmm. But I do feel it is a characteristic, like being nice, being kind, mm-hmm. being patient, mm-hmm. being joyful. Mm. I think for me, patience is a characteristic that some people have more of or don't have as much of, mm-hmm. and you have to constantly work on it.
Yeah.
And I do think it's a really good foundational thing to have, and it's frustrating when you don't have it as much as others. Mainly because of the way that it makes you feel, because you feel that heat and you don't want to spiral. Does that make sense? Because you can spiral. I'll give you an example. You come in and let's use this. This is an example.
Okay.
It's not real, but Josh's mom is in town.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Josh comes in and he makes himself a drink. And then Liam goes and like colors on the toilet and then the wall. And you're like, motherfuckers. Grandma's coming. Your mom's coming. You are not creating a clean foundation for her to arrive in.
Yeah.
You don't really know when that's going to show up. You don't know what other people are going to do. But that, I would be like, okay, listen up, motherfuckers. It would be like an announcement.
Yeah.
Everybody would know. So I feel that patience, the reason why it's so important is because it is a requirement to work on your communication skills,
mm-hmm.
to veer it more of the, you know, the green side and not the red side, hot, cold, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And patience for me is if I see someone doing something at a slower pace than myself.
Which is 99% of the world. You are such a high D on the disc. Like
high DI, I know.
Yeah. Well, we're just talking about the D right now, but.
Well, the D side is for real. Yeah. And.
Very fast. Go, go, go,
yeah,
go, go.
Yeah, go, 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 go. And I know that those things can be done. I know those things can be done in a faster manner and in a more efficient way. And so when people don't do them that way, I get frustrated that they don't know it yet because they're adults.
Yeah.
When it's kids, I have a little bit more grace.
Yeah.
However, the difference between kids and adults is we as adults are having to teach them how to fine tune that skill. Whereas adults, we just assume they should already have it.
So here's another thing though. So I think what helps with patience is staying out of judgment and in curiosity.
Love that.
And when you're seeing someone, another adult, not doing something as fast or as efficient as you, it's not because they don't know how necessarily. Mm-hmm. It could just be their personality type of they're very detail oriented and highly averse to making any kind of mistake. And so they take longer to make sure it's done perfectly because they're, if a high C or a high like S type person is not going to want to make a mistake and they're going to make sure that those things are done really, really well. And there's places in the world for all of those things. And when something needs to just be done quickly, and if there was a mistake, you can clean it up later. That's a high D. Right? Just get it done. And we'll deal with anything later.
Yeah, don't let perfect be the enemy of great. Just fucking start it. And then as you go through it, you'll be like, oh, okay, I got to do that better. And then you know. Yeah, I know that. I just don't have patience for people like that.
And that's what you're working on is understanding. That's what I'm working on.
And I love being in curiosity and not in judgment. I understand that it translates that way. But what I'm saying is that for me, the patience thing is I feel it in my body. I'm like fucking elevated and I don't even know why sometimes. I don't even give myself the grace to understand why I'm so fucking hot. Yeah.
Think it through.
Yeah. 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 You know, and sometimes I move so fast that patience takes on a whole world of its little body. It just turns into this human and it like trips me out the front door.
She's like, peace out.
Yeah.
No room for me.
Or she shows up and she does things that stops me from going fast. Like maybe I trip to the point where I lose my shoe and it flies across the living room. And now I've got to go get
that shoe. You're like, I
didn't
need that shoe.
Yeah. So like patience shows up and does kick you in the ass sometimes.
Yeah.
Patience requires you to be graceful and understanding and in curiosity. Patience, when you don't have it, it is a constant struggle. I don't like that living in judgment, but I guess for lack of better words, I don't know how else to put it. I don't know. I guess it is judging. It is judgment, and I'm fine with that. I'll hang my coat on it because I'm judging you for not being as fast as me. I don't think I'm judging you. I'm just more in curiosity of like, why are you not as fast as me? I'm 5 foot. I'm vertically challenged. I need a stool for everything in my life. Okay. Why are you, you're an 8 foot person. Why are you not doing this faster than me? I'm like a spider monkey. I'm Spider-Man all over the house getting shit done or whatever the task may be. Why are you not doing that? Why don't you want the same things out of life that I do? That's judging.
Why do you not want the same things out of life that I do?
Yeah, whoa. I said it. But that does
because I didn't do a task as fast as you.
No, it's you get there though. No, listen, that's not. When I said that out loud, it plays into the thing you said in the very beginning of what? People aren't doing things.
And the expectation, they aren't doing them like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, when you expect someone to do something the way you would, that can be very frustrating. That'll eat up your patience all day.
Well, there you go, sister. Self-diagnosed. But I think it's important to have these conversations because you are able to peel back the layers.
Well,
to the why.
Okay.
I don't think we pause on the whys. Why are we not patient? What is it? And it's just my mind is like, I'm already on to the next thing. I feel like I've said this a lot.
It's because you're looking at it in only your lens.
Yeah, and I don't have my lens.
If you can look with the world, use more empathy, and you're a very empathetic person, so I don't want you to take this when you're in that kind of frustration, a frustrating type of situation, the empathy goes right out and you're like, just do it because I can do it and you should do it, period.
You know what I just thought of that came in my mind? Hmm. And you can judge me all day for it, but it's the truth. It's what comes up. It's sometimes patience does translate for me into I take it personally. Very personally, because it's...
You're making it about you.
Well, yeah, because if I'm upstairs and I'm cleaning the entire upstairs and I've asked all four kids to just handle down here and it's already pretty much handled. Done.
Yeah.
And I come down 2 hours later mm-hmm. and everything upstairs where they live is perfect. The pillows are fluffed. It's got the slice in it, all the things. And I come down here after 2 hours and nothing's changed. Mm-hmm. I take it personal. Is that personal or is that patience? Like, I think I want to hear your dissection of that, because is it different? Are those two different subjects? Because you could say, I need more patience. I need more empathy. They don't do things the same way that I do. Sure. But if I just went upstairs and like fuck shit up there to where it's like awesome, especially for their friends or whatever's going on up there. Mm-hmm. And they're down here asked to do things, and I'm doing it because I am empathetic to myself, knowing they're not going to do upstairs the way that it needs to be done. I'll give them the little tasks down here, and they can nail those, and then I won't be frustrated. And when it's not done, is that a patience exercise, or is it something that, like, do you know what I'm saying?
I do, and okay. I have lots of questions.
Go ahead. Go.
So when you're like, you guys just handle down here, and I'm going to go do upstairs, mm-hmm. is that... as much direction as you gave them.
Oh no. Ask them. I micromanage them. Carly, I need you to do this. Gabby, you're responsible for this. Gigi, I need you to do this.
Yeah.
Vincent, you're responsible for, but see, the thing is that me and my kids have had such a language between us anyways. Vincent knows what needs to get done at this point. He's going to be,
that is a huge skill that not everyone develops. You know what I mean? Being able to look around and see, because he knows you and your expectations. That's the thing. Like, Josh and I have been together for 14 years and he still doesn't look around and see the things that I would want done.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it looks good. And I'm like, there's 10 things here that aren't belonging here that need to go somewhere else. And he was like, what? And I literally like, they just don't see it. Right. Yeah. And it's like, it like goes back to the plates. Remember the plates I was talking about? Like, he didn't even notice it. It's just not on his radar and he's not doing it on purpose. It's not malicious to like,
no,
be disrespectful and not do it. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's not on his radar. And so mm-hmm. when you say like, oh, and if it's all pretty much already done mm-hmm. and it's not like they don't see it as needing to be done because they don't see it. Now, if you are like, you do this task, you do this task, mm-hmm. you do this, you do this, and then no one did their task, that's different. And that is trying on your patience because they didn't do what you asked. Now, they're teenagers and they're going to, you know, maybe they think they had more time to get it done or whatever it is. They're like, I'll do it after this show or I'll do it after... whatever.
Yeah.
There's lots of things that why it didn't happen when you wanted it to happen.
I do think that patience, though, as I think about it, is attached to
expectations out of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because if, you know, I'll use this example again because it's new and fresh and it's just an idea. But if Josh's mom is coming.
Yeah.
Then Josh should care. Josh should say, like, this is what I... Now you're
speaking to real life.
But yeah, but this is the thing. Like, if I try to tell Gabby, like, she's like, well, what's wrong with this island? I'll be like, well, honey, if you wanted to take this island and put it as a picture in the magazine, would you have that in it? Oh, no. Would you have that in it? Oh, no. Would you have the drawing? No. Would you have a random avocado sitting in the middle? No. Okay, so think about it, like, how is it supposed to be? Like, if we're living different, there's a little bit of grace. But if we're not, if we're trying to tidy up, then visually, you know that things don't look like that dining room table has 88 items on it right now. That does not belong on a dining room table.
There's when like I went 10.
To okay. buy that dining room table, it didn't come with all of those things. I've never seen that dining room table in a magazine with a shoebox, whatever the fuck that organizer, a tackle box thing, a backpack, a computer, earphones, a bag of mail, and more Jordans. No one, do you know what I'm saying? So like I try to break it down for the kids, like, hey,
this okay.
is. So I.
Well, Owen asked me when we were cleaning, because grandma was coming and she's staying in Owen's bedroom.
Yeah.
We don't have a guest room.
Yeah.
She's staying in Owen's room. And I was like, you need to organize your desk.
Yeah.
He was like, why? I was like, because grandma's coming. And he was like, well, it's fine. And I was like, no. I want grandma to feel comfortable when she's here. And I don't, she doesn't need to move around your piles of drawings and your mm-hmm. paint and stuff. I need you to put it where it goes. Put your pictures in the files that you want them in. Cause mm-hmm. he's got a folder for Sonic and he's got a folder for Shadow and he's got a folder for
yeah.
Moana now. Cause he's super into Moana and like, put it where you want it, mm-hmm. you know? And he's like, okay. And I was organizing his socks and stuff, like putting everything away nicely. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I like you in here, Mom. Like, oh, Mom, yeah. will you stay in here more often? I'm like, sure, dude, you know, whatever. He's playing whatever music mm-hmm. he wants, and which was Moana 2 specifically. But yeah. it's like, why are we doing this? And because Josh is, it's just my mom. She doesn't care. I'm like, I care. I want her comfortable.
When you, yeah, this is it's a good question on when does patience become personal, right? Yeah. And I feel if you set expectations or there's a set generalization of how long something takes mm-hmm. and you're in a flurry to get things done. Like if I sent Greg to Costco because my parents were coming over, that's a dream. I'm here holding the fort down, getting everything done. And mm-hmm. you are at Costco. And I think that you should be at Costco to grab two things. And that you should be like home by this time.
Minutes.
And then you don't show up until they're here.
We don't have an issue.
Patience.
Yeah.
Like that is being pretty patient.
Yeah.
So I think, I know patience is very important. I know that I know where I lack patience, but when something really heavy and really, really bad is happening or hard, I am patient when it really, well, I shouldn't say when it really counts, but in those really hard moments, I am the most patient. I go deep within. I am calm.
Mm-hmm.
I am not the spazzy Tasmanian devil / honey badger that I can be.
Mm.
I become very calm. And so it just brings me to the conclusion that like having patience when people are like, oh, she's not patient. He's not patient. Or, oh, that person is so patient. I do think it is a good word to kind of embody how a person arrives in certain situations. I think sometimes patience is really important to have in those really hard moments.
Yeah.
That's important. But when you're flying by trying to mom in life and like,
yeah.
sometimes patience needs to be a little shorter.
Sometimes, well, I think patience can just be the tone you're having, the yeah. tone you use with someone, right?
Good one.
Like just this morning, Liam had extra strawberries on his plate and I was like, I didn't make breakfast this morning. And I was like, how many? I was like, Liam, you got strawberry. And I was like, that looks like more than one strawberry. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, come finish your milk and your strawberries. And then I was like, hey, how many strawberries do you give him? Two. Like, that's why there's extra strawberries. And it's not that big of a deal, but I know Liam's not going to eat them. Mm-hmm. He eats 5 raspberries and 1 strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
I got it down to a science. I know what the kid's going to eat.
Yeah.
And I had said like, hey, come finish, please, you know, and then Josh is like, Liam, go finish your strawberries. And it's like, that's where the patience, I'm like, he's 3, he's not going to respond to that. So yeah. I'm using the patience as a way to win.
But how many times did you ask him that?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, once, and then I was like, oh, wait, how many is it? Mm-hmm. And it's more than, I know he's not going to finish it.
That's such a difference between a mom and a dad.
Yeah.
Because the dad, Josh, is like.
He's backing me up.
You up. He's like, yeah. Your mom said something. Totally. And you jump.
Yeah. And that, yeah.
And, but mm-hmm. it is a good example of like where patience can be a little misconstrued a little bit because Josh is just trying to have your back.
Yeah.
And he's got a boy to discipline, which goes back to the last topic that we had, mm-hmm. right? Of like masculine energy. And so that's Josh being a dad. Like, yeah. Hey, you don't Listen. Get to test your mom's patience.
Yeah.
You don't get to put her in that place.
Yeah.
Which brings, that's another thing about patience. It's like, don't put me there. You, mm-hmm. if you know my personality and you know that Liam only has one strawberry, you know that.
Yeah.
How many other people do you think know that?
Nobody.
I know that now and I'll never forget it. But you know his formula.
Yeah.
And you also know
because there's a backstory. I've gotten frustrated because I've been through this before. I'm like, don't waste food. I have a thing about wasting food. And that's why I'm like, too. I do not give him more than one because I don't want to wait. They're freaking $9 for a thing of organic strawberries. So we don't waste them.
They have to be organic because the skin touches the earth. It's not like a banana that's encased in a super cute.
Right. Yeah. It's number one on the dirty dozen. Like you got to buy organic.
But this is interesting because when you talk about patience, it's so much more than that person doesn't have patience or doesn't have this space to hold space for you.
Okay. Keep going. But I really want to say something to that.
Okay. Well then say it.
When you're, because you keep comparing, like this person has a lot of patience, I don't have patience. You're mm-hmm. comparing yourself.
Yeah.
I think comparison is the thief of joy. Mm-hmm. And so like, it doesn't matter if I have more patience than you have, mm-hmm. right? It doesn't matter. We're all on a journey. I'm not done yet. You're not done yet. We're all still growing and becoming who we're becoming along our journey, and my journey looks very different than what your journey is, right? And
yeah.
And we're just blessed to be friends and go through this together. Thank goodness I have you.
Being so different too. Jesus Christ.
And I think you comparing yourself to someone that you think has more patience does not serve you in any way.
Okay, pause on that for a second. And this, we're not going to get into the woo talk. This is just me talking. When you hear the people in your life around you saying patience, when someone says patience, or your kids are like patience, like when my son does that, that's very triggering for me. Patience, mom. Or when Greg is like, this is where you exercise patience. It's like, okay, now I've done lost any fart fragment of a fraction of a milli anything. Of patience is now demolished and never existed because of those comments. So I can understand
where that would be. No one's ever said that to me before, but I feel like it would probably set me off. And
I get told that all the time.
Well, you need to have a conversation with the people saying it to you and say like, this doesn't. Okay. When Josh.
I have a response for that. When they're Josh like, patience, say, I'm like,
you
fuck
need
you.
To go get ready. It's time. You need to go get ready. You have a lot because I take longer to get ready than Josh does. Mm-hmm. Obviously, mm-hmm. I've got a lot more to do. And he says, you need to go get ready. I'm like, well, now I can't. Now I got to sit for another 30 minutes because you just told me what mm-hmm. to do mm-hmm. and I can't do it now mm-hmm. because how you said it.
Patience, Josh.
We have had, no, he and I have had this exact conversation. I'm like, now I can't do it because you just told me what to do. And he's like, what? I'm like, you need to word it differently with me.
Yeah, I'm not a child.
And he was like, okay. And it's so cute. It is so cute when he does it. And he says, babe, what time did we need to leave? Do you think it might be a good time for you to start getting ready to go? And I say, I think you're right. I think it is time that I should probably start getting ready to go. Thank you for saying it that way. I love you. I'm going to go get ready. Mm-hmm. And that works. And we both laugh because we know exactly what's happening. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate him taking us. He paused.
Yeah.
And instead of saying, babe, you need to go right now and get ready. Because, motherfucker, you say that to me, it's not happening.
Done. I'm going to sit Indian style with a bag of rocks in my pants.
Yeah. And you try me again, there goes an hour.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Now we've missed the event.
Now we're not going.
Good job not using your words.
Right?
That's an exercise in patience.
But this is a conversation he and I had to have more than once.
Yeah.
And now he knows, and I'll say, and he'll start it, and I'm like, he gets the look, and he's like, he'll reword it, and he's like, oh, I think maybe it's time. What do you think? I should get ready first, or do you want to start getting ready first? Right?
Yeah.
There's lots of ways to say it. Mm-hmm. That isn't telling me what to do.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that is, where that comes from. Some child, I don't, part of me.
He's being scolded.
And he's not, that's not his job.
Joshua.
He's my partner.
Yeah.
He's not my boss.
Yeah.
So we've worked through that, and now it doesn't happen. It does not happen anymore. If he wants me to actually go do something, mm-hmm. he's not going to tell me.
Yeah. I don't know.
You need to have that conversation and say, like, look. When you say, Vinny, when you say, patience, mom, it burns every ounce of my chance of having any kind of patience. So let's brainstorm of a different way to communicate that with me. How about saying, mom, thank you for using your patience.
I'm about to lose my patience right now. I feel like the problem, the thing that is so hard is it does turn into an emotional thing for me because it is something that I work on.
Yeah.
So comparison is a thief of joy, absolutely. But when you are in that moment and then someone brings it to light, you're absolutely right. I feel like now I've lost my chance to work on it.
Yeah.
Because we do need to work on those things in silence, in a sense. Do you know what I mean? So when you do that, you are absolutely poofing my chance of being able to get started because now I'm just fucking defeated.
Well, right, because you're not in a space where you are accepting that help.
It's also a little shameful when someone, especially when your kid is like, patience, or when your husband is like, patience, then when someone brings to light the very thing that you're working on, then no one likes to be called out on it.
Right.
But we all work on things in silence, in our own little space, in our no-no square.
Like,
some for me to be like, okay, all right, I need to chill, Tiffany. Sometimes we have our own processes and we don't need people to just call it out like, hey, did you know you were short? No shit, you fuck. Of course I know I'm short. I don't need to be called out on it.
Yeah.
When you're upsetting, usually when it has to do with the word patience, there is an elevated state to that a bit.
Yeah. I think the people that are quote unquote helping you by pointing those things out,
it's not helpful,
are missing the mark. There's a better way to do it, right? We don't criticize, we need to praise, right? And so 10 seconds earlier, if they're saying, you're doing good, that's an encouragement, right? And might give you the fuel to make it through the whole thing, right? Or not. This is a question because I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. I can answer it for you. It's both yes and no. I think if a person is really elevated and is trying to exercise patience, and it's too soon for you to be like, if you're in the moment with me and I'm fucking pissed, and you're like, you're doing good, it's like, you know what? Don't patronize me. I'm not a fucking child.
But
if it's at the end of the night, and you were like, hey, you did so good.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really hard thing. And then I take it differently.
Yeah,
in the moment, I'm not in that state.
Can't receive it.
Can't receive it. I cannot receive stuff like that.
Is there anything that they could do in the moment?
Not saying anything and just going like this.
Okay.
Then I know a person's there. They there just you the go. Touch of like.
Yeah. Okay.
Because
they
I think
don't
that
need
said,
to say anything.
Nope.
No. So just the other night, Josh. I don't know. He got kind of short with me, and I was like, not me. No. I'm not one of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, same team. Mm. And he was like, that's our cue, right? When we know we're both frustrated. The kids were not participating or, you know, helping us get out of the house on time. That's usually what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're short. It's usually on the way to a soccer game or something where we're running late because Josh likes to be 15 minutes early to everything.
Good. I love that.
So if we're only 10 minutes early, it's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So
I get really impatient. Ask Greg. I'm like, motherfucker.
So that like And we have to look at each other, and he'll remember and say, hey, same team, same team. Or I will, same team, same team. And that saves us. Mm-hmm. We have to, like, and also a snack. Like, there was one morning where we had both grabbed the chomps, the, like, meat sticks.
Oh, my God. They're
we
in my
both
car.
Get into the truck, and we're like, okay, we're both set. Because I grabbed one for me and one for him. He grabbed one for him and one for me.
Yeah, we do that.
And because a snack goes a long way. Like, those Snicker commercials. That's legit. Like, that's real.
You're saying food helps you with patience?
Well, because I get hangry. I think if I say, hey, I'm hungry, you have about 12 minutes to get me food or it's going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
Because I don't admit that I'm hungry until I'm like there.
I'm the same exact way.
And Josh knows that about me.
Mm-hmm. Greg knows that about me. If I, when I say I'm hungry, you have a very small window.
Yeah.
And I don't say it often, but if I, if I say that, that means that my body feels like
I'm on edge already.
I'm jittery and I will not be able to focus or handle anything until I can calm that down.
Yeah.
So
until we did start, we developed that like same team, same team. Mm-hmm. And that it was hot. Like we would have, we would show up still pissed off at each other at the field. And you know, because it, it comes down to that, like, well, did you grab the water bottle? Nope. Got to go back in. Like, did you, does he have a coat? You put him in the car. He doesn't have a coat. I'll go grab a coat. You know, like all of those little tiny things. Mm-hmm. And which I feel like is similar to that patience, you know, like, or him telling me to go get dressed.
Yeah,
patience. Is someone saying patience to you and it's like, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah. I do think patience holds, I mean, just talking about it holds a lot of, it's a big deal. It's
you
a big
carry
word.
Something. To me, it isn't though.
Well, it does encompass a lot of emotions on what does patience actually mean. And the definition we read, there's three categories. It's like, it's the, it's being able to pause. It's being able to do things you don't want to do and still stay emotionally intact. Mm-hmm. That was kind of what the definition said, right?
Yeah.
And then the third one was, what was it?
Suffering without complaining
suffering
or being
without complaining
annoyed.
Or being annoyed. So, whoa, like patience just, like, covers just a major life skill that I struggle with all three of those every single day.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't have patience with myself.
Well, yeah.
So that's a very, I think that's an important word. Like I, this word legacy keeps coming up and I was going to talk at this event that we had this week about legacy and what it means. And the definition of it was terrible. But when you look, but the definition of things doesn't have to, doesn't always hold the actual meaning. Like the definition of legacy is the transferring of wealth and assets from the deceased to the live folks. Mm-hmm. That's what the definition of legacy is. Mm-hmm. We throw legacy around all day as something big. Like it's my crest. It's my, I think of kings and queens. It's my legacy and what we leave our kids and doing the podcast and having the YouTube. And then our kids can see our mannerisms, how we dressed, how we looked, how we did our hair, what our voices sound like.
Oh, you're putting way more
like.
Pressure on this now.
No, but legacy as the definition.
It's like what, it's that memory you're leaving behind.
It's that's your imprint on the world.
Yeah.
It's how you made people feel.
Yeah.
And so legacy as a definition isn't even remotely close to that in the dictionary, but us reading patience, it
that
does
is
hold,
what patience
it is what patience is. It holds a lot of weight, which is why it's important. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't, I'm not being patient. That person's not patient. Be patient when you're waiting in line. We throw the word around because, but it is all encompassing on so many levels and degrees.
Oh, I say it all the time. Like when we're going to the grocery store, pack your patience. You can't go to the grocery store hungry and pack your patience. Those are my two.
You're such a Sesame Street mom.
Thank you.
That about you. Say the right things. I would never say that to my kids. Pack your patience.
I say it to Josh mostly.
Oh, well, I would never know to say that. I would
really?
Never. Yeah, I would be like, listen, we're going to this fucking event. I know you don't like it. Be fucking cool.
Oh, pack your patience. That's be the same way.
Cool.
I curse less than you.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why I'm more of a Sesame Street mom.
Yeah, I think it's sweet. If I told Gabby, honey, we're going to, you're going to go to work with me today. Pack your patience. She would be like, are you sick? Are you sure you should be going to work? Pack your patience. Well, I have no patience is what she would say. She has no patience.
Well, she is young. She has lots of time to develop it.
She got that from me, which is something I'm trying to reverse, which is really hard because what you say to your kids and how you are around them, it matters so much because you're their shelf. You're their example. So when you're like, I have no fucking patience, well, then they think they have none.
Well, this is why I'm a tech-enabled agent. I am a tech-enabled agent because I, to my core, really don't like technology. I repel technology.
I don't either. And I don't like it.
I am going to, it's like an affirmation. I'm a tech-enabled agent. I get better every single day. And I do. I really do. Mm-hmm. But I have to like remind myself that.
There's a difference between doing the things that we have to do and doing the things we like to do. I don't like editing. I don't like editing. I fucking don't like it.
I know.
Now, do I want to make something pretty in Canva? Fuck yeah. Do I want to do marketing stuff and like figure out how this can go to this and like merge it? Absolutely. Now I have chat by my side all the time. So now we really blow shit up. But do I want to sit and edit and listen to my voice over and over and over again? No, no, I don't. And figuring out what key to press, I'm always hitting the back, and like trying, because I don't get it right. It's just frustrating, and it does play to those pieces of me that I don't like to show up, which is patience.
I see that. Which goes with anger
and all kinds of things. I used to be like the Hulk. I love the Hulk as I identify with him because I can very easily go from being a super smart scientist to roar. And when you are like that, when you do not have as much patience as somebody and it builds and you do, I feel it all in my body. I'm like about to fucking shake it out and then whir, and that the Hulk is such a good example of what it feels like to not have patience. You literally want to fucking rip your shit. Damn it. And you just don't want to feel that way. I don't want to be in this space. Get me to this space where I don't feel like that. That's patience. That's what not having it feels like.
To deal with those feelings.
Or just trying to get to the patience part.
Well,
does that make sense? It's a journey for me. It's like I'm not being patient when I need to be.
Patience and now is I'm frustrated. Feeling those feelings and keeping yourself calm.
Yeah, fuck that.
That's what patience is. It's feeling. You do feel all of that.
Yeah.
You just don't let it out. That's what patience is.
Well, the Hulk lets it out, and I let my rip my shirt off, and I'm like, "Rawr!" to the world. I want my latte now. Oh, I need this picked up now.
No. Well, that's what patience is.
Yeah. You know,
it's feeling those feelings, but keeping it together for yourself and for those around you.
I think that's where my sarcasm comes in a lot. You know,
it's like that
when things aren't happening as fast as I need, when someone's not behaving like I would, it's like, gosh, you have to milk that cow to get that milk.
Very sarcastic with me, though.
You get, I know. Part of my charm.
Oh boy. You're like really about to blow every time.
Sometimes. I don't think I'm really about to blow. That's just my comfort.
No, I know. I can read you like a book. I know when you're starting to get annoyed. I'm like, I'm going to stop interacting with Greg because we're agreeing too much. And
yeah. Or you guys are talking and I'm like, can we fucking do what we need to do?
Oh, one, it's okay two, when, talk.
It's okay when I do it, Sarah.
Yeah.
Exactly. We haven't pulled hypocrisy out of the jar yet, my friend. We're talking about patience.
Oh, that actually, we should put that in there.
I know, we should.
That would be a good one.
Everyone's a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Everybody.
If you're a parent, you definitely are.
Yeah. Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat 48 cupcakes right in front of you, but you can only have two.
Lead by example.
I know. I loved this topic. Patience. Good. What is it? Now we know what it is. It's a lot of things.
It's a lot of things. Such and a good topic. I'm glad it
is.
Did it.
It is, and it so gives me a little bit more perspective. But it also helps me work on things. I do like the way that you framed it. Sometimes we have to give people the stage, like different perspectives is so important because the way you said it, patience is me expecting someone to do things the way that I do them.
Mm-hmm.
I've never paused to think of it that way.
Mm.
And well, I feel sorry for those people that don't. React and do things the way that I do. I feel sorry for them.
So much more efficient if they just did it our way.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Boy, isn't that a aha moment.
All right.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
That's that.
And that's that.
We need you guys to
subscribe.
Subscribe your asses off, okay?
It helps get our page noticed and get us
updates.
More followers.
Then you know about updates.
Right. So make sure you subscribe so you get notifications every time a new episode launches.
And when a new episode launches, Sarah's going to make out with you. What? That's a win. That's how we get more subscribers. I whore you
that
out.
That is not how we get more subscribers.
I know. Josh is going to be so mad at me. My bad.